Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I was intrigued by this story of a Riverside a police officer who works as a police officer in Cicero, and then wanted to get a job in Riverside. Thought that the lifestyle of policing in Riverside would be more amenable to her and her family. Her husband is a Cicero cop. She was a Cicero cop. But then she goes to Riverside and applies for a job. They like her. They want to hire her. They say, you're our gal. But lo and behold, 15 years ago, she stole the T-shirt. She was down and out and on her luck. She didn't have much money. She was trying to get out of a bad relationship. She had a child, and she took a T-shirt valued at $14.99, which she fully admitted. And essentially, the charges were washed from her record after she did 6 months of probation. And now, as she's reapplying for a new job in another police department, they said, we can't have somebody who's been a criminal on the police department in Riverside. And in fact, the agency that oversees this sort of licensure of another police officer said that according to the new Safety Act, we can't have somebody who has these kind of qualifications. And I'm thinking, this is a lady who's served ably in one police department in Cicero, which probably has a moderate amount of crime and seems to be doing well. And in fact, she said, that one of the reasons I went into law enforcement, finished school, got her degree, got trained, became a police officer, was because I wanted to help people who were in the same straits that I was once in. So now I'm thinking, we should promote you because you had a $14.99 theft and then turn yourself around. And I can't believe that the Safety Act, for all that's good and bad about it, actually intended to keep a police officer from getting a job if they stole the T-shirt a dozen years ago for $15. And one of the people who voted for that is LaShawn Ford, the representative who's been with us before and said, yeah, I'll talk to you a little bit about that story. LaShawn, you're on WGN again. Thanks for saying hello.
Thank you. Thank you. And man, goodness, you did your homework.
What's up with this,
you're
man?
You're like an old school journalist.
Don't say Thank that about you. Me. So, am I? Okay, but that's a fair summary of what's happened here, right?
It is accurate. And when it comes to the Safety Act, it's their interpretation of the Safety Act that we have to contend with.
What do you mean by that?
It's their interpretation that the Safety Act's intent was to exclude her and to say that her past transactions qualified for decertification. But the truth is, that's not the intent of the Safety Act amendment. And in fact, you know, there was a letter written by the Council of the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board. In the letter, the general counsel actually stated that that he doesn't think, or he says it does not apply to Ramos. He said the change, the 6.1 applies to certified officers who receive disqualifying convictions as defined. But in his letter, he states that she doesn't fall in that category. And that's amazing because in one part of his letter, he states that she her conviction did not apply for decertification. But then in another part, they have the discretion to decide whether or not she should be decertified.
But that's interesting. We're talking about Zena Ramos, the former Cicero police officer, and the village of Riverside is, in fact, holding that position open for her until this is rectified. But if it is left to interpretation of if this crime is of a nature that should keep a person from getting a job as a police officer, according to the Safety Act, it's somebody's interpretation. It's somebody sitting down and making a decision. I just can't imagine. It almost sounds as if whoever was making this decision didn't like the Safety Act. They're going to say, okay,
right,
we're going to throw
That's
open the
exactly
jail cells.
Right. That it's they whoever there were some trolls that talked about the Safety Act, and they were able to just throw the Safety Act out there. I mean, he said, I accept your assertion that the board is an administrative agency and has only the powers of assigned by statute. I also agree that automatic decertification procedures do not apply to Ramos. He said it in his letter. And so to fall on the Safety Act and say that that it does and decertify her after she was an officer in Cicero and the village supports her in Riverside. It is unbelievable. I have so much respect for Chief Buckley and the mayor of Riverside, the previous mayor, the board. I've never seen law enforcement come out for someone like this to give him a second chance.
You're quoting apart from Patrick Hahn, who was the general counsel in this case. And in the letter, according to the Tribune, Hahn identified theft as a disqualifying misdemeanor. He cited the sweeping Safety Act criminal justice law reform, stating that the law compelled the board to review applicants for certification to make sure they had not been involved in, quote, any crime of moral turpitude. Whatever the heck that means. Like what, some crimes are good crimes? No, all crimes are a result of some sort of moral breakdown. But the question is this so severe that it should disqualify you from being a police agent? And then he says this, past behavior is a logical predictor of future behavior. There's an old proverb that says the person who steals once is always thought a thief. And I thought, what an unfair stamp to put on somebody for life when under extraordinary circumstances you stole the T-shirt. This makes no sense to me. And LaShawn, as a person who voted for the Safety Act, again, you didn't see this coming, right? This wasn't your expectation for what that law would do, was it?
No, not at all. And it's all about the intent. And I think that what we have to do is make sure that we do some clarification to the Illinois Police Training Act, because we don't need any type of situations where they can interpret the law one way or the other. We don't want to give, we would need to be as clear as possible in the intent of the law. And that's what I'll be working with the Illinois Training Board to do, so that they can have clear direction and we don't have to be in this situation anymore.
Do you think you have to amend the law, or you all just need to talk to the local agencies about what the intent was?
Well, I think that we would love to see the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board re-certify her. And, you know, we should amend the law to make sure that it's clear, because you never know, you're going to run into a new board that may interpret it another way.
Yeah.
So we should use this opportunity as a lesson to amend the law for clarity, and so that there is no misinterpretation.
One last thing about the Safety Act. You know, the fear was that, I don't know how genuine the fear was, but certainly this was suggested, that the jail cells will open up in counties across the state and criminals will be set free. What have we seen since, and what would you say about the efficacy of the Safety Act? How has that been going?
You know, I would say that the scare tactics were real, and I don't see any mass exiting of people that's locked up in jails and prisons. I think that the advocates for made a case, and we have a great bill. We, as we see with this one, maybe we can make some amendments, and we've made amendments to the Safety Act in the last session. So we will continue to do it, but our streets are not less safe because of the Safety Act. And I think that taxpayers will benefit from the Safety Act, because we will lock up hardened criminals and people that are actually creating havoc in our streets. It doesn't seem like it, because crime is high in the city and in the country. But I do believe that fewer people that struggle with substance use disorders will not spend time in jail. They will be treated for their illness of addiction.
That's LaShawn Ford. One last note about Zena Ramos, the former Cicero police officer who has not been able to get a job in Riverside. Riverside wants her. They're holding that job for her. She is on the payroll, but not in that capacity. And they say that when this gets cleared up, then they will give her that job. And it remains to be seen what happens. 630's texted in to say, Zena Ramos, this is craziness. She should get the job. She would be amazing. 815, this policewoman is inspiration to the law enforcement profession. Give her the promotion. And hey, John, I read the Tribune article and listening to you about it makes me really angry. This is one of the reasons our country is a mess. Well, let's hope that we clean this one up, LaShawn. I know you're going to follow it. We will too. And thanks for your thoughts today.
Thank you for your journalism. Thanks.
Nice of him to say that. I'm a talk show host. I'm not a journalist, but yeah, I do read some pretty good ones, and I work with the best in the country right here at WGN.